Beloved, on this Thanksgiving Sunday 2008, we pause to utter a word of thanks with appreciation for those who, from the construction of this chapel, have served as dean here. We remember Deans Thurman, Hamill, Naismith, Thornburg, and Neville, who have preceded us here. It is Thurman's prayer, though, we remember today, as is our custom, come Thanksgiving. How fitting today it is to do so. After 40 years of wandering, 40 years of the apotheosis of difference, 40 years of wrangling about particularity, 40 years of distinction unto distrust, 40 years of languishing in the doldrums of a spiritual malaise, 40 years of exile without nostalgia, awaiting return without remorse, after again a biblical 40 years of private tears and narrow fears. Look, a meadow lies before us, a green meadow of responsibility, a brown meadow of maturity, a harvest meadow of liberality. We have come round again to a place of burning possibility, of common faith, common ground, common hope. Howard Thurman was 100 years ahead of his time 50 years ago. His poem. Today I make my sacrament of thanksgiving. I begin with the simple things of my days. Fresh air to breathe, cool water to drink, the taste of food, the protection of houses and clothes, the comforts of home. For all these I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I bring to mind all the warmth of humankind that I have known, my mother's arms, the strength of my father, the playmates of my childhood, the wonderful stories brought to me from the lives of many who talked of days gone by when fairies and giants and all kinds of magic held sway, the tears I have shed, the tears I have seen, the excitement of laughter, and the twinkle in the eye with its reminder that life is good. For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I finger one by one the messages of hope that awaited me at the crossroads, the smile of approval from those who held in their hands the reins of my security, the tightening of the grip in a simple handshake when I feared the step before me in darkness, the whisper in my heart when the temptation was fiercest and the claims of appetite were not to be denied, the crucial word said, the simple sentence from an open page when my decision hung in the balance. For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I pass before me the mainsprings of my heritage, the fruits of labors of countless generations who lived before me, without whom my own life would have no meaning, the seers who saw visions and dreamed dreams, the prophets who sensed a truth greater than the mind could grasp, and whose words would only find fulfillment in the years which they would never see. The workers whose sweat has watered the trees, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations. The pilgrims who set their sails for lands beyond all horizons, whose courage made paths into new worlds and far-off places. The saviors whose blood was shed with a recklessness that only a dream could inspire and only God could command. For all this, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I linger over the meaning of my own life and the commitment to which I give the loyalty of my heart and mind, the little purposes in which I have shared my loves, desires, and gifts, the restlessness which bottoms all I do with its stark insistence that I have never done my best, I have never dared to reach for the very highest, the big hope that never quite deserts me, that I and my kind will study war no more, that love and tenderness and all the inner graces of almighty affection will cover the life of the children of God as the waters cover the sea. All these and more than mind can think and more than heart can feel, I make as my sacrifice and sacrament of thanksgiving to Thee, God our Father, in humbleness of mind and simplicity of heart.